is teaching us what the indicators are when the land is actually cursed. Okay? In other words, you know, when you look at a nation, how do you know if God's hand is on that nation or if God has completely released his hand and the curse is already present there? Well, there's a lot of indications to that. And actually, this is a sermon in and of itself, and this is not what I'm preaching on this morning. But think about this. You know, when sodomy is just rampant, has permeated society, and it's embraced by the majority, the land is cursed, folks. The land is cursed. You study any major society throughout history, any society that has embraced sodomy, has embraced pedophilia, which, by the way, is the same exact thing. That land is cursed. That land shall be destroyed. That society shall be destroyed. Why? Because they've embraced an abomination, and the Bible tells us that the land wants to throw it up, wants to spew it out of its mouth. That is an indication that the land has become cursed when they have just fully embraced sodomy. They promote it. They want people to accept it, embrace it, and even partake in it, right? But not only that, how about when there's the shedding of blood? A nation is cursed when there's a lot of shedding of blood. Let me be more specific. The shedding of innocent blood, such as abortion. And folks, America is responsible for a lot of abortions. Not just, by the way, not just innocent blood abortions here, but how about throughout the world, right? The killing of innocent people through war and all these other factors. So we see that a nation can be cursed because of its acceptance of sodomy. An indication that a nation is cursed is when they shed innocent blood. And here in this passage of scripture, by the way, another one is idolatry. It just came to mind. You think of a country such as India, for example. That nation's cursed. That nation is completely cursed. Why? Because they're filled with idolatry, folks. They worship the creature more than the creator. You have people dying of famine out there while there's, you know, a quarter pounder with cheese walking right next to them. Right? There's literally people dying of hunger because they're not willing to kill the cow because that represents their ancestors or whatever. Kill the cow. Amen. That's enough to feed a family for a while. I don't know. How long does a cow last for in your refrigerator? You know, but that can feed people for a long time. But yet you see that land being cursed. Why? Because they're filled with idolatry, pagan idolatry. And let me say this. The United States of America is becoming just like that. Well, you know, I don't see like, you know, serpents and altars. Yeah, but don't we have people today called vegans who worship the creature more than the creator? Isn't this a fad diet that you see permeating society all the way up until, you know, all the way to Hollywood and political realms? Most people adhere to this diet called veganism. You know what the Bible says? That is a curse upon the land, okay? But according to Isaiah chapter 3, another curse is that when women rule in the land, that's a curse. Right. Folks, when you see a church, when you see churches led by a woman, according to the Bible, that's a curse. You know, he's like, well, how do you say that's a curse? Well, because there's a guy, listen, he's on the front row being fed spiritually by a lady. He's like, oh, are you against women? No, I married one. Obviously, I'm not against women. What I'm against is women taking on positions of authority, which God has said they should not. Becoming a pastor, not biblical. And it doesn't mean because they're inferior or they're worse. That's just not their place. You understand? Just as it is not in the place of a man to stay home and take care of the kids while his wife goes out to work. Right. That's not God's order, folks. Right. You understand? So what we see here is that this is a curse upon the land when women rule over a nation, a people, men, political realms, religious realms. God says this is a curse because that means there's not a man to stand in the gap. When men are not available to lead spiritually and do what God has called them to do, that shows that the land is completely cursed. You understand? But we see also, it says in verse 12, when children become the oppressors.